Morning, the harvest is calling, for labor's true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while some on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lastly. We are indeed happy to be coming to the listeners of radio station XEG once again with the gospel message for this week. We're made to rejoice in the blessings of the Lord, which we receive from time to time, and we desire to share these blessings with others. Then, too, we do appreciate those who help us keep this message on the air. Our postage continues to increase for the mailing of the printed copies, but we're indeed thankful to God and His people for their interest in His work. Our sincere wish is that God may richly bless each one who helps us spread the gospel of the good news of salvation. To those who desire to write us, let me say that you may do so by addressing us in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And of course, my name is Willie Murphy. For our scripture reading today, I want to bring you some thoughts expressed in the 4th chapter of Philippians, beginning with verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There are two distinct thoughts expressed in these verses. One of them I want to talk to you about today. The other one we plan to use on the next broadcast. Our thought for now, then, is found in verse 11. It expresses the fact that the Apostle Paul had learned to be content with whatever his conditions in life were from day to day. I am sure he was not speaking of the time before his conversion when he was on the road to Damascus with letters of authority to persecute the saints and to take them into custody, causing some of them to blaspheme. To this earlier life, no doubt, there were many heartaches and disappointments and much restlessness and discontentment. Surely he was not happy with conditions existing before the Lord brought peace to his heart. Nevertheless, he had learned many things. His education was one of the best in that day. His chances for success seemed good. Yet, I think of his life in connection with the scripture found in Isaiah chapter 57, verses 20 and 21. Here we read these words, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." These verses clearly point out a class of people who are not content with their conditions in life. They're in trouble, but seem to be unable to find a solution to their problems. The fact then remains that the trouble stems from an inward discontentment. One may have the learning of the world. He may also have the possessions needed to last him for many years, along with plenty of food and clothing. But if this inward desire and search for God is unsatisfied, he is in a most miserable condition. Perhaps there are some listening to our broadcast this very night who realize that this is their state in life. You may be driving along in your automobile, you may be at home or by your bedside, but wherever you may be listening to this broadcast tonight, we want you to know that if there is a longing in your heart for peace and satisfaction, this can only come through the atoning blood of Christ our Savior. In other words, you can learn to be contented with the outward circumstances if you are at peace with God in your heart. I'm of the opinion that Paul knew when he was in the center of the will of God, and he knew that if God was for him, it mattered little whether others agreed with him or disagreed. It mattered little whether they administered to his needs or whether he went hungry. He knew that he was doing the will of God. Friend, let me tell you something. This is the great need in our world today. And that is that each one of us so place ourselves without reserve in the hands of God, who understands our needs better than we could tell him with our lips, that in this way he will be able to use us in his service, and certainly it brings a contentment to our hearts. He understands the longings of every heart, and he knows how to satisfy the vacancy in your heart regardless of your condition. Listen once again to the testimony of the Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 5 and 6. Here we read, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." This sounds to me like the Apostle Paul really found the springs of living water which brought contentment to him. He was not afraid of what others could do, for he knew that God was standing nearby. Then listen once again to his testimony found in Romans chapter 14 and verse 8. Here he said, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Someone might say then, yes, perhaps Paul was satisfied, but he was an exceptional man. There are no more like him today. Yes, I agree. Paul was an exceptional man. But I do not agree with those who seem to think that people in our day cannot obtain satisfaction and peace from God. I do not believe that God is a respecter of persons. What he has done for one, he is able to do for another. Listen now to this testimony of an aged saint who is 87 years old. I quote from a letter we recently received from her from California. "Dear Brother Willie Murphy and family, greetings in the love of Jesus and in his dear name. I am praising my dear Lord and Savior for victory in body and soul. He saved my soul from sin and the world, sanctified my nature, and has been my physician for 60 years or more, and has never lost a case. I will be 88 years, 3rd day of March, if it's God's will for me to live that long. Brother O.B. Wilson, our pastor, said to me this morning, I may make it to 100 years, but I don't think I want to. But I told him I'm in Lord's hands. If that would be his will and he could get any glory out of my life, I would say amen. Sister Myrtis Hurst has loaned me her mission trail to read, so I would like to have it sent to me. We want to keep heaven in view and watch and pray that we will be ready any minute. This letter was received from Sister Emma Luring. Thank you, Sister Luring, for this most encouraging letter. May God continue to cause your life to bear fruit for Him, that others may know what it means to find contentment such as you have expressed in your letter. To make this message even more complete, listen to these words from 1 Timothy chapter 6 and beginning with verse 6. It says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, take the words of the message today and carry them by thy Spirit to the hearts of those who may be restless and discontented because they have not yet found the peace of God which passeth all understanding. May they soon learn to be contented with thy blessings, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, be sure to hear the broadcast Friday, December 16th. The Lord willing, we want to show how one who has found contentment can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. In the meantime, if you have enjoyed the message, we would be most pleased to hear from you. Address your correspondence to us in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen to the Carver Quartet sing, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
My faith looks up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me when I pray, take all my sin away.
Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, May heaven's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.
My faith in heart, my